Well, hey, everybody.
Hey.
We have a podcast.
We do.
And this is our trailer for the podcast.
It is our trailer for the podcast. We are excited to announce the start of
the podcast,
which is called
Heads Down,
Two Thumbs Up.
Oh, you see what we did
with
that?
We nailed it.
We totally nailed it.
All right. Yeah, so this is the start of a really new, fun adventure. I'm Carla Silver, and I'm the Executive Director of Leadership and Design.
And I am Bill Selleck, Director of Technology at Hillbrook School.
And we really wanted to do a podcast, and we thought we both are fans of school.
We are.
And we both are fans of movies.
We are.
And we like to talk about movies
that talk about schools.
Yeah. And so we thought, what better way to engage all of you, our listeners, than to talk about some really great movies about school.
Yeah. So as we look at kind of the why, what's the purpose of the podcast, the thing that sticks out for me is the whole idea that I feel like movies will often kind of imitate what people think school is. And I think schools in turn start to like imitate what movies are and becomes this really interesting like life imitating art, imitating life sort of thing. And the other thing that I think you can do in a movie that I know stand-up comedians talk a lot about is that you can talk about something that is kind of vulnerable in a really accessible way instead of just saying like, here's the problem I had in high school, make a movie about it and then people love the movie. But if you were to just talk about that, they wouldn't be as into it, I think.
Yeah. And for me, I'm just really interested in how movies about school really shape our cultural narrative of school and the experience that we have in schools, how those films can actually be both really nostalgic and wonderful, and at the same time, I think really limit our perceptions and our mental model of what school could eventually be. I mean, there's just so much in the movies that we're going to be looking at, which paints a pretty bleak picture.
Yeah, usually
of school.
Just bleak.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing how when you start to look at how these movies portray societal inequities, student-teacher relationships, student-to-student relationships, the classroom setting, pedagogy. I mean, none of it is particularly flattering.
Right, right. And none of it is particularly forward-thinking or what we hope schools can be.
Yeah.
It tends to look at just the worst parts of what schools are.
Yeah, I mean, there are definitely exceptions, of course, and we'll see some of those as well.
Yeah. So should we talk about the format? What do people get to see?
Yeah, so we really hope that every one of our podcasts will have a certain number of similar elements to it, and really always starting with, of course, the vitals. I mean, what are some of the sort of the basic things that you need to know about the movie, the synopsis, the when it was filmed, the director, the cast, and then moving on from there, what are some of the really relevant themes that that movie may surface?
Clearly, we're going to hit the trivia, the fun facts.
So many fun facts.
Sometimes some fan theories, depending on the movie.
Yeah. There's usually some good trivia about the stars or about the location.
Absolutely. Some favorite lines.
Yeah. And then, you know, really, I think what we hope to really hit on is ultimately at the heart of all of these movies are the relationships.
Yes.
And really drilling down onto some of the sort of funny relationships, quirky relationships, some of the relationships that may actually reveal some of our deep fantasies about school.
Yeah. Absolutely. And then the thing that I'm most excited about, we're calling it the rewind.
Yeah.
Right. So if you were making the movie, what's one thing that you wish you could change? So with the older movies, it's likely going to be like, oh my gosh, like I can't believe they said that. Or it could be, you know, a particular relationship. Could be so many different ways that we look at what it was and kind of a missed opportunity that the movie had.
Yeah, and it's really interesting, too, to think about how, if that movie had been made today, how technology, different kinds of issues around diversity, equity, and inclusion, how those things may have really changed a modern rendition of the movie.
Yeah, so join us. Episode 1 is coming out super soon.
Yeah. Should we tell them what what movie we are picking for the first one?
Let's tease it.
I mean, there are a lot of movies that we could have chosen. I mean, there are some obvious go-tos. You've got the Dead Poets Society. What else would you have picked?
Well, we picked the one my suggestion.
Okay, okay. There was no debate on this topic.
Yeah.
We picked...
You just mind your P's and Q's, Buster, and remember who you're dealing with.
Bueller. Ferris Bueller.
All right, so yeah, I mean, you're probably wondering, what's in a name? What's in the name?
All right, so we have the obvious heads down, thumbs up.
Yeah.
Heads up, seven up. A rainy day favorite.
Exactly. All of you who've worked in schools have played that many times with your students.
So many times.
Yeah. But then, of course, the two thumbs up is really a nod to Ebert and Siskel, famed movie critics, who, of course, gave great movies two thumbs up. Yeah, at the movies.
At the movies.
All right.
Yeah. So join us, subscribe on where you're listening to this, obviously, and I will see you for episode one.
All right.
See you then. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
All right.